Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Did you say the mics are hot?
As in the microphones, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, good morning, folks. It's starting to get a little less humid out there, huh?
86% humidity and 92 degrees. It is finally winter in Mobile, Alabama.
with a tropical storm on the way.
It is, maybe. Man. I can almost feel fall in the air. Yeah. And you're right, with a tropical storm on the way. Wouldn't you know? Jesus. Only on the Gulf Coast.
It can't.
Only in the South.
We can't have no tropical storm this weekend.
That's right.
Well, not the weekend. It's going to be Wednesday.
That's perfectly fine because I want to go fishing Friday night.
Oh, okay.
You know, Cedar Point Pier.
That'll stir the fish up for you.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Maybe I'll bring some new fish in.
Yeah.
So
hopefully not lionfish, although I hear they're good eating.
Yeah, but you can't catch those with a hook. You got to go down and get them. So, well, good morning, guys.
With tweezers.
I want to know how you guys managed to look so wide awake. Have you been up all night?
I'm barely.
I've been up for a while, yeah.
I did
1065 all day yesterday, and I finally heard the last band, then I went down to Heroes and got me some protein in my body and watched some football and had a good time. Yesterday. I was really proud of how well the city did with the 1065, and I hope we can keep this going and we can get some more funding and get some bigger bands in, you know, the headline. But
we had put out a plea for eco team volunteers to help with recycling.
Yeah.
Did you witness anybody recycling stuff?
Do you know, I sat right next to a recycling bin yesterday because it was in the shade.
And nobody used it?
I was surprised. A lot of people did.
I'm glad to hear
that. And we were talking at one of the places I patronized yesterday. We were talking about straws. And, you know, I ride my bike up and down Dolphin a lot in downtown, and I see how trashy people. The straw does not jump out of the straw bin and out of your cup on its own and swim its way to our beaches and kills our animals. It's the irresponsible people that throw their trash on the ground, throw their straws on the ground, throw their cup lids on the ground.
Oh yeah, look at Dog River.
I see people all the time dumping in the parking lots, dumping their car out in the parking lot, and it's the people that are doing it. It's not
correct
the straw.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think back in the day, didn't we have kind of like paper straws?
We did, and they're trying to make a comeback. And there's also straws made out of corn that, when left in a liquid long enough, they'll dissolve. And everybody's hollering for those and paper straws right now. And paper straws don't last any time. But growing up, that's all we had was paper straws.
Well, and they're biodegradable and they go away.
Yeah. But there's a lot of products, Charlie, out there now, to-go trays, cups that are made out of corn and products like that. And they'll, when they hit a landfill, if they do hit a landfill, dissolve or whatever, break down within a year or two.
And being vegetable based, worms and stuff can turn them into dirt.
There you go. Feed the worms.
I'm all for that because with the worms you can go fishing.
Worms lives matter.
I feel
too.
A T-shirt in the making. You know,
what would it say, Charlie?
Feed the worms.
Feed the worms. Well, Mike, we got to go. Get on with the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because we got guests coming up.
Oh, we got some great, incredible guests coming in. You're going to have fun, folks.
But we need to talk about what we did Thursday night.
You know, I brought all my material from the other night, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
All right, now you're not on TV, so you have to describe it.
Well, we put pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, I bet everybody's loving that sound.
Yeah, I love that.
Kind of sounds cool like idea. Fire just broke out in the studio.
This was a little bag that the bread came in, and it has the menu.
Where did this happen?
This was the Chicago Street Supper Club dinner.
It was the kickoff to the Flavor Festival in Foley.
Absolutely.
In Foley. Yes, that's a lot of F's in a row.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flipping F's.
Say that again. What was it again?
Flavida, 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 Flavida.
In Foley.
In Foley.
In Foley. Yeah. Yeah.
Near Florida.
Boy, Foley's come a long way. What a great little community.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was beautiful. They had long white tablecloths the whole length of the street. Like bistro lighting, lights hung up across the street, all the way down the street. It was pretty cool.
So what was in the bag?
Sunset. Piece of bread.
But it had the menu on it, Charlie, see?
I mean, well, how can he read it if you're going to stare at it, Charlie? We had food, y'all. That's all y'all need.
Yeah, we had some delicious food.
Ira Gallen was there from Wolf Bay Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
And then three World Food Championship veterans.
Yes.
Wow.
Chris Sherrill, Brody Olive from Voyagers down at Perdido Key, and Rudy Rudolph from Bill's by the Beach.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All in one place at the same time.
Cooking the same dinner. Helping each other out. I had to go mingle a little
bit. Those guys work great together.
Yeah. Well, they're all good friends, and they all respect each other and, all part of the same community, and that's why it went so well. And we had a wonderful time, just a terrific time.
And, had a terrific meal.
I was the plus one this time.
Were you?
Yeah. Heather got the invitation because she's the communications director for Team Alabama, and this was a World Food Championship event coming up this weekend, and Alabama Coasting, who is Team Alabama, they, she works with them. She got the invite with a plus one, and I got to be the plus one. So, I was the hanger on. Usually, you and I are hangers on. That they have nothing to do with this, man. Just stop it. Michael, look up here and see these text messages that are a week old and think they're talking to us, and then look at me and go, when did we talk about Clark Howard? Look at the date, Mike.
It was just minutes ago, Mike. You don't remember?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing the other night?
The food?
All of it. Yeah, well, I enjoyed all of it.
Brody's steak.
Yeah.
The steak. Mm-hmm. That was – they did a sous vide on it, a marinade, which is – the sous vide is vacuum sealed, and you place the entire bag into water that is the temperature that is 5 degrees below what you want to serve it at.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then you pull it out of the bag at the end, put it on the grill real quick to put sear marks, and that gets you your last 5 degrees.
There you go.
And that is how big steak houses in New York and Paris and everything handle selling – 300 steaks in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're already cooked. They're already 5 degrees below the temperature that you want. And when they order it, they just pull it out, they put it on the grill in 5 minutes, send it out. It's a fantastic method. It's very flavorful, very tender.
What if you want it rare?
They have different pools, and they keep them in each one. Yeah. But rare is not anything. There's just rare. There's no rares.
I know people have thrown a piece of meat on there, and they flip it over, and they say, that's too long. Mm-hmm. Just people
rare,
like that.
Rare,
that,
it still has hair on it.
Yeah.
It's still mooing.
Yeah, rare, it is walking around.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my favorite thing was the dessert, the fried ice cream. Oh, my God. Oh, it was paired with a wonderful Pinot Noir, too. So, well, great with that. And they just happened to leave many bottles of that stuff laying around. And I asked them, I said, what are y'all going to do with this? I said, take them. So, guess what?
You took them.
I took them.
Did any of them make it home?
No. These were regular size bottles.
There was many of them.
Many
there
bottles.
There was a lot of them. Lots of them. I got four bottles. I took four bottles home.
Any of them make it home?
Oh, yeah.
Are they empty?
I figured by the time you crossed the Bayway, they were gone.
I don't drink and drive. I drink.
Then drive. No multitasking, not when you're driving.
That's right.
I got to have one hand to text with, while I'm driving.
Yeah. And one hand to flip through cassettes to put in the tape deck.
You're looking for a car to buy that has an IV drip that you can put wine in and then you don't have to.
I get one in little backpacks.
You don't have to be distracted.
I saw a bunch of those yesterday down at 1065, people had something in them, but yeah. the little hose and but, little but camel
need,
pack.
Can yeah, we wrap ahead. Up what we were talking about?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. we want to thank Alabama Coasting and Absolutely. Flavors, the Festival of Flavors in Foley, and everyone for having us out and letting us sponge off of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. It was a great event. Go next year when you see it. Now, let's set up what's going to happen. 30 seconds from now, we're going to commercial.
Yes.
Excitement is building.
So who's coming in?
We have Kenny Dumas and his guys from Poor Babies and a la Cork on Airport Boulevard.
Yeah, West Mobile.
We're about to have some fun, y'all.
Wine bar. They said somebody said something about some liquid refreshment this morning.
You know, some kickstart.
Okay, like
this is adult. This is adult fruit boxes.
Oh,
fruit juice boxes.
Like oh, okay.
We have a PG rating.
So we're gonna have fruit punch. All right.
Yeah, you guys, y'all remember the FCC's upstairs now.
Bloody Mary, full of
Watch
vodka.
Watch what you say.
Blessed if all cocktails.
You do what you want because there's no cameras.
And I turn you can off get mic. Anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and Marty Knows Parties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Sorry about that. I'm sitting here taking pictures. Yeah, use that mic right there, Kenny. There you go. Hi. We are in here in the studios. We have Kenny Dumas and Rick Havens, the manager of Poor Babies. And we're waiting on one other person. He'll be here soon. But welcome to the show, guys. Thank y'all for coming in. Thank you for getting up early and coming in this morning.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was an 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
We didn't either.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people, it's a challenge to get people to get up and listen to our show this morning. But they do. We have a lot of people on their way to church or a lot of people on their way home from work. Or, no, on their way home. So I noticed sometimes you didn't answer any of my messages till like 1 or 2 in the morning. So it must be working late. And then
busy schedule, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, these are guys from Poor Babies and A La Carte on Airport Boulevard. This has been I've known Kenny for quite a while, and I'm so excited for what he has brought to Mobile and what they've done. And this thing is – Y'all almost have taken over the whole shopping center, haven't you?
Well, just about, but I think we're at a comfortable place right now.
Good.
I think we're good for a little while.
Yeah. So tell me when you open and what how do y'all started out?
Well, we actually started out. It was going to be the retail wine shop. We had actually purchased Gourmet Galley.
Mm-hmm.
She was done and was ready to close shop, so we went in and just going to recreate it. And one thing led to another and got architects and designers involved, and the next thing you knew, we were just on top of something big. And
yeah, you are. Yeah, you were.
It grew. And
it
so
grew.
The name changed, and then the food portion came into play, and it's been well-received.
I say it has. Now, one thing that's always impressed me is attention to detail.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all did in the beginning. You still do a lot of attention to detail, and especially when y'all used to mark all the cabinets. What was in those cabinets? You had little plates in there engraved. What was in those cabinets?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Is the squirrel still there?
The squirrel is still there.
Okay.
She's going to be a fixture for a long, long time.
If you've never been there, you don't want to know about the squirrel. Go there, have a glass of wine, get something to eat, and ask about the squirrel.
That's right.
That's
and
the only
she
way
actually
you're...
and she's got her a buddy now.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Rick, when did you come into the scene?
Probably about 6 months prior to opening. So
oh really? You've been there that long?
Mm-hmm. We opened in August of 2014 and I was there probably around the start of the new year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We told Ricky, we approached him and said, "Look, this is a direction that this thing could possibly go in. And if you would come on board with us, we would love it. If you don't do it, we're not going to do it." So
yeah.
If it weren't for him, we wouldn't probably be having this conversation today.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. See how important you are? Yeah. So, hey, we got somebody just walked in. Looks like he's brought food. And what else did you bring there?
Oh, yeah. Got some goodies.
So, when did you open up the
retail section at Olicourt? We opened up that about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
March of 2000 and whatever last year was.
Right,
2017.
Yeah, and so that is impressive in itself as well. What I love is your what I call the Cruvenet system, where in the beginning you can punch what size glass you wine you want, and that system holds wine real well forever.
Almost.
So we just got Weston walked in. Weston's the chef. How you doing, Weston?
Doing great. How are you?
All right. How long have you been there now?
I've been there just over 2 years now.
Okay. Where'd you do your studies? Give me a little background on you.
Well, I went to school. I'm originally from Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide. I went to school in Birmingham, Culinard, Virginia College.
Yeah.
And moved down here, did my studying in Fairhope at the Grand Hotel.
Good for you.
And, moved around a little bit in Mobile and ended up at Poor Baby.
Okay. Now I really hate the fact that the Virginia College is closing here with their program, especially with the restaurants that are opening up like crazy here.
Yeah.
Everybody's hollering and screaming for cooks and chefs and kitchen help, and with that closing down, I don't know. Hope that opens the door for something else to come in.
That's what I was going to say. I think there might be someone working on that.
I think Auburn University's doing pretty well over in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, but that's over there.
Yes.
But we cover that area. We're on the radio over there. So what do you eat when you go home at night? Being a chef, I always wonder. I know what Stu eats. He eats squirrels and stuff.
Yeah.
And roadkill.
Usually late night stuff, I love to make like pasta usually is my go-to.
Oh, yeah. You got a pasta machine?
I don't make the pasta.
Oh, okay.
When I'm at home and stuff. No, just, something to eat before I go to bed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and you, when you cook for friends and stuff, do you feel like that's like, oh, God, I just got to cooking for hundreds of people today. I don't want to cook anymore.
No, usually I get together with friends on like Sunday and Monday on my off days, and we'll get together and cook, and we kind of make like home cooking and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had a friend, he owned a very popular restaurant here in Mobile, and the best way, he said, Mike, you really want to get my attention and sit down and sample some taste of wines? He said, come to my house one Sunday night a month, I'll cook, and that way we can relax and go through the wines. And we did that for 3 years, and always had good wine sales in there, and always got a great. And he had a full kitchen, professional kitchen at his house.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it was. And he says, "No, this is how I relax when I cook at home." And I would think that'd be the opposite, But so, well, Kenny, I follow you on Facebook. Y'all have a great time there all the time.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
But I really do appreciate all the our customers that come in, and there's so many that are regulars, and we do have a great time, and with that small space, it's everybody does feel a little bit like family. So
yeah, it's real cozy there.
That's right.
Y'all offer such a big package of in that small space, but you have grown. And
every square inch is accounted for.
A lot of bang for the buck in that place. Yeah,
yes,
a lot of bang for the buck in that place.
It is.
Yeah,
we
okay.
are.
All right. Anything new? What about? Tell us your hours of operation for the restaurant side and retail side.
Well, Tuesday through Saturdays for the restaurant till 10 o'clock Tuesday through Friday, and then to 11 on Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
We aren't open on Sundays and Mondays because I don't want them to get burnt out and let them have some time off. And on occasion, we'll do our wine pairing dinners, which have been very popular. And we do those on a Monday night, usually.
We have one of those coming up on October 22nd.
What is it?
Oren Swift.
Oh, great.
So five of his featured wines, and Weston has a great menu rolling out with it.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. But can people book your place?
Yes.
Okay. Even on a business night, a regular work night?
Yes, yes, you. It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Call for details.
Call for details. There you go. Who do they call?
Well, they just call the restaurant at 343-3555 and leave a message if we're not there, but we will get back with them and discuss the setups and the event style and whatever the menu needs to be.
Okay, cool, cool. So y'all do, I've noticed, because I do follow you on Facebook, y'all do have a lot of winemakers themselves come to town.
That excites me.
Oh,
it's, and they come in and they seem to have a good time with us. Like you say, that the setup is nice and it is a warm, friendly environment, and everyone is anxious to learn about wine.
Absolutely. You know, and I think people are, a lot of times people are scared to approach wine, and wine is one of the most easy, approachable things you could do. And it's a food product. It's a food product, continues to grow in the bottle and until it hits your belly.
And I think sometimes, right. like I get on occasions, is I'm focused and I start going to one particular thing. And with that, the thousands that are available, you know, your options are endless. You can always go back to what you had before, but just try different things.
When I do things, when I used to do tastings all the time, I usually took things no one's ever heard of and try to expose people to different things. And
important. But
we almost ready for a break, Charlie?
Yep.
Okay. All right, we're going to be going on break. And, folks, while we're on break, we're going to get a few things out here and see what we can stir up and get started here.
Awesome.
And I think we're live on Facebook right now. But give us a call, 343-0106, or you can text us.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey folks, this is Arthur Green with Bay Barbecue, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Have y'all eaten there? Bay Barbecue?
I have not.
It's like gourmet barbecue.
Where?
It's right across the street from Butch Cassidy's on O'Shea Road.
Not the old whistle stop, is it?
Mm-mm. No. It's right next to Wimpy's. But good barbecue. We ate there 2 weeks ago. Almost 2 weeks ago. Great guy.
I didn't know.
Great guy. But anyway, we're back on the air. I got Kenny Dumas sitting here with a la Cork and Poor Babies. Tell us how you come up with the name Poor Babies.
Actually, we were on our way to Atlanta, and the concept had already started changing before we opened. Every day it seemed like something new presented itself, and it was changing the original plan that we had to reopen the other retail shop. But I'd originally thought, well, we're going to have a little lunch items, and it was Terry and I that were the owners, and I was just going to call it Poor Boys, but I knew that we had those enomatic wine dispensing systems, and you can either get the 1 ounce, 3 ounce, or 5 ounce pour of wine. So the P-O-U-R was a natural. So I said, Poor Boys, that's got to be it. And throughout the course of the weekend, I kind of talked myself out of that, and because I felt like everybody would think it was probably a poor boy shop.
Yeah.
So I said, on the way home, I said, well, I got it. It's going to be Poor Baby, wine all you want. So.
Wine, hey, I love it.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it took a lot of thought. So from the time that y'all thought about it till you opened the doors, what was the time frame?
It really did. From when we originally made the purchase to actually open the doors, it was roughly 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, you don't do it overnight.
And and with things like that, you realize the more you get into it and you understand what what you have.
Yeah.
And you don't want to rush things like that. And so we've got it. We've got the logo now. We've got it copyrighted. And so we're ready for expansion.
I love the logo. I love the logo. And we talked about this a couple of years ago when you opened it up. And it looks like old typewriter keys.
Yeah, yeah. And well, that was the style font I wanted. I liked old school.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the fonts were simple. But just what I wanted, and I had an artist, a friend that designed the logo for me, and he tried to get in my head to see what I had going on up in there to try to come up with something, but that didn't ever work. And then he came up with that.
Try to get in your head, huh?
He tried, but...
cool. Folks, Wesley, what time did you get up this morning and start cooking?
About
5:30. Oh my god, this is awesome, man. Describe what we're having here.
I was gonna make just simple bacon and biscuits, but I decided to do a quiche instead, and I used Billy's bacon from Fair Hope.
Of course, the best.
You can't go wrong with that stuff. It's delicious.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, just kind of made a little veggie quiche for us, though. It's got some squash, some bell peppers, caramelized some onions, some green onion also.
Cheese. Oh yeah, of course, cheese.
Gotta have cheese.
This is tomatoes. Is that tomatoes?
Oh, there's tomatoes. Yep, forgot. Yep, oh, forgot cool. about those. I threw those in there last second.
Okay. Yeah. Make the cheese so light.
Well, I put a little cream with the eggs and just a splash of water, or kind of like make your eggs a little more fluffy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ricky, what are we drinking here, Rick?
Spike jukebox juice box over there. Good Bloody Mary. Got some Red Dragon to go with it. The cheese over here. It's got horseradish in it, mustard seed, a little Worcestershire. Really complements the flavor.
Okay, so we just eat. I've never had this before.
And those are featured on our cheese and charcuterie boards.
Mm. Okay.
You know, that's the great thing about both of these guys to work with is they're not no people. You know, anything you throw out there, they will go whatever step it takes to make it come true. So whatever, they're not no people.
Yeah, that's good to have people like that.
It's great to work with.
I bet.
I certainly wouldn't be here right now if it weren't for any of these.
Well, that's awesome. Y'all feel loved?
Yeah.
Christmas is coming up. It's time for Christmas bumps.
The whole staff is incredible. I wish they could all be here.
We're not violating any city ordinances, are
we? You know what? Sean said it was okay. That's the only person we have to answer to around here, Sean. good God. This horseradish in here and this cheese is awesome.
Yeah, that's one of our most popular cheeses for sure.
I can understand why. Now, are these two different quiches or the same thing?
It's the same thing. I didn't know how many people we were going to be feeding.
Oh, wow. Feed the masses.
That's right. That's right.
If you're making one, good. You might as well make two.
There you go. You're right about that. So, describe the either you or Kenny, describe your menu. I see you brought a copy of it there.
Well, I'm going to let Weston do that because this week we're fixing a change out for the fall menu, and I'll let him go over a few of the details on that because I know Terry was getting excited about the rabbit last night.
Yeah,
so
rabbit.
Got to try it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I made the first batch of that the night before last, and I served it last night. It was really good. I've got a couple of things we're changing up to go into our fall kind of winter menu. We're going to do keeping it kind of casual and doing some stuffed meatballs. They're going to be fontina cheese stuffed meatballs. Bringing back our grilled cheese that everyone loved with apple butter. Got a steak carpaccio, a steak and pear salad. Let's see. Oh, yeah, going to do a... going to do lamb tornados, too. These are going to be really good.
Oh, really?
It's a roasted lamb loin.
Okay.
I'm going to slice it into three, though, when I actually serve it. It's going to be really pretty plain.
Oh, I bet. I'm sorry. I'm just here eating.
You just go right ahead. You
this
enjoy
is so
yourself.
Delicious.
Yeah. Eat during the commercial break, Mike.
Yeah. That's what I need to do.
You're hosting a show right now.
Now, reservations required or suggested?
Suggested. Mm-hmm. Recommended, not required.
Okay.
But yeah, we do have the back room, which is we can use for private events and functions. That does rent out sometimes during the week. So we do recommend reservations.
Now, chicken and grits. Okay. You know, you hear about shrimp and grits and fish and grits, but I've never had a chicken and grits before. But I do see something here I am familiar with, crispy skin.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Love that.
Oh, yeah, we
love
that. We take the skin off of the chicken while it's being prepared and cook it separately, roast it so that it's nice and crispy, put it between two sheet pans so that it stays flat and spread out perfectly cooked and everything.
Yeah,
and we put that right on top so that you have that nice crunch to go with your other textures from the grits and chicken.
Right. Well, see, y'all had that on your grand opening, when you had your silent grand opening.
Yeah, that's their signature dish.
And I think I snuck around and took a few off some other dishes. They were so good. And I've tried to duplicate them myself before for people, but I ended up eating them all. I think there's a place in the Delta area of Mississippi where you can buy bags of chicken skin, of fried chicken skin.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's delicious.
Wow.
It is. But you got to know somebody for that. You got to know somebody for that. So, yeah. So, Rick, what is your background?
Went to school, went to Troy.
Okay.
And then got in the restaurant industry, worked in Biloxi.
Okay.
For 4 or 5 years for the Hard Rock.
Okay.
And I've been in the food and beverage industry ever since.
All right. How many years has that been now?
About 12 years.
Wow. Okay. Still enjoying it? Like it and all this?
It's a grind every day.
It is.
It's very enjoyable. We have some of the best guests there is in Mobile, hands down.
We all do. And I know some of them. And it's incredible. I live downtown, and I don't get out this way as much as I'd like to. And when I do, y'all aren't open. So it has to be for sure that I'm going this way.
Well, just give Kenny a text, and he'll run up there and open for you.
Well, I got a cell phone number now. Got a cell phone number now. Now, Kenny and I, like I said, we go way back. And I met you when my first, it's been about 20 years, I guess, almost 19 or 20.
I thought I'd remembered you from, like, the early to mid-90s when we first started running into one another and met.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember
met
exactly.
Met you at the BML Club.
At the BML Club?
Yeah, I met you at the BML Club.
Oh, okay.
And one night, I was doing them. There was a wine dinner going on. I met you there.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it goes way back. It's been about 18, 19, 20 years, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this is so good. I love what y'all done, what y'all created. Yeah, it's just a great place. And it's great for West Mobile.
You know what? We get the question a lot, well, why aren't you here or, you know, Midtown or Downtown or Fairhope or wherever? And the truth be known, we are in the exact location we need to be in.
Yeah.
We are packed. There's not any problems, and it's in crawling distance from my house. So
yeah, you're right. It's so right around the corner.
We have no regrets.
No regrets. Now, a lot of people that live downtown will not go out West Mobile. And a lot of people won't go downtown. And see, I'm by 65. I go both ways. I go 60. I go downtown, I go west, and I go to the Eastern Shore. And you got to be by 65 to support the great places in town.
Well, this is Mobile. It's not Atlanta.
Yeah.
And it's...
They act like it is. People act like it is.
Well, yeah, and it's a shame. It's a shame.
I can get out Airport Boulevard quicker than I can Cottage Hill Road.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Cottage Hill is crazy.
Cottage Hill is at the right time. It's crazy.
It is. But yeah, so no plans on the horizon for a second location?
We have recently toyed with it's in conversation, but it's got to be the right place.
You don't want to dilute the quality.
We can't. How on earth can I clone all of these people from here and take them somewhere else?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
So give me your address.
6808 Airport Boulevard, Suite H for Poor Baby, Suite B for A La Cork.
Okay. right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to finish up. Let's eat up while we can.
Get on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
So anyway, we're sitting here stuffing our faces off the air. Hey, we got a few announcements we want to make. Kenny, will you do the honors of wishing Panini Pete a happy birthday?
Yeah, Pete. Happy birthday. I hope today goes well for you, and I enjoy hanging out at your place, and we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Happy birthday, Pete. And did you say it was Bo Jackson's birthday today?
I had a thing pop up, but it's not. It's November 30th.
Oh, we'll do that then.
Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday. But all right, Rick, describe to us what we're drinking again.
Got a Bloody Mary.
Okay.
Just some, used some Tito's vodka this morning.
I love
some,
Tito's.
Bloody Mary mix, and then forgot them this morning. I woke up a little early, but usually when you come to the store, it's complimented with some horseradish cheese, the Red Dragon. We'll throw in some he pickles his own vegetables, so we'll have some of those in there, some blue cheese stuffed olives. Mm-hmm. So it's a meal in a glass.
All right. Well, folks, if you're just now tuning in, we've got Kenny Dumas, the owner of Poor Babies and Isle of Court on Airport Boulevard across from Providence Hospital. We got Rick Hovens. Is it Havens? It's Havens.
Havens.
The manager there at Poor Babies, who you just listened to describing the Bloody Mary. And then Weston Simpson, the chef there, executive chef there. And we're eating quiche right now. And how do you keep the – do you kind of pre-bake the crust a little bit or
– Yeah, yeah. I made the crust by hand, and, you know, it's kind of simple. Not very many ingredients in it, but, you know, roll it out with a rolling pin. And, yeah, you kind of par-bake it before –
Par-bake it, yeah.
Yeah, before you put the rest of the stuff
in. A lot of people make that mistake about not par-baking. I do with pizzas. When I make pizzas, especially, I'm going to put them on a grill. Mm-hmm. I like to par-bake them first and then have them ready to go when I make my pizzas. And – Describe us, tell us again where you're located at, and the phone number, how to get a hold of you, and all your social media contacts.
Well, I am pretty much an open book. But the address at the restaurant is 6808 Airport Boulevard, Suite H. It is across the street from Providence Hospital.
Yeah.
So, It is a great location. The furnishings are beautiful, and I hope everybody can. The ones that haven't tried us, please get out there. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. The Isle of Cork is in the same strip center, and it's in Suite B.
Okay, all right. And phone numbers?
Phone numbers: 343-3555 for Poor Baby, and 652-3950 for a la Cork.
Now the holidays are coming up.
Yes, they
are. People can book parties.
Yes, they can. We've already got about five or six booked.
Wow.
So we're the times are limited right now, but if you want to give us a call and let us see what we have available, there may be an option for that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. Now what about if I just want to have my own little party at my house? Something y'all do on-site catering and stuff.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. We have done it before. We've done it probably three or four times before. That is a little bit more of a challenge. It all depends on the time of the week, because
right.
when we have staff out at an event, that right. means they're not at the restaurant.
Exactly.
And so we're so small, we're limited on staff to yeah. that's flexible.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, things can work out. We are all yes people. So
you said that.
Yeah.
You said that. Yeah. So enjoying the quiche. We got great cheeses here. All right, Wes, tell us again about this cheese right here. This,
yeah, so Ricky was saying earlier he brought the what was this one? Yeah, Ricky brought the mustard cheese, and I brought mm-hmm. This is Karst. It's a year cave-aged Gruyere and white cheddar mix.
Wow.
It's really good.
I love it. It's really, if it had a little smoke to it, too, it'd be mm-hmm. phenomenal if it had a little smoke to it.
Mm-hmm. The texture's really neat, too. It almost has that kind of grit like you get in a Parmesan.
Parmigiano Reggiano, mm-hmm. yeah. Sure is. I get a little grit in it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm talking with my mouth full. Yeah.
It'd be great with a Malbec, too, if you know what I'm saying.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, you're looking at the guy that brought Malbec to Alabama, actually.
There you
go. Won a bunch of trips down to Argentina because of that.
Oh. So,
yeah. Brought the first Malbec ever in Alabama.
Oh, right, wow.
Yep. I take pride in that.
There you go.
Well, you know, I just said, how many more Chardonnays and Cabernets and Merlots can you bring in? And then one day this guy shows up to the office and he goes, hey, I got a new wine I want you to look at. It's called Malbec. And I go, okay. Loved it. Fell in love with it. Sold thousands of cases of it. Just tore it up. Tore it up.
And I think we pride ourselves on finding something new.
Yeah.
Sometimes, once you get that, once you try it, you know it's a love affair.
Yeah.
It's just getting people to try new things. That's the hardest part.
And that's why I like when I had do my tastings. Like I told you earlier, I like to bring them to the category for the first time
mm-hmm.
and try this.
Malbec is really selling really well at the restaurant right now. It's really taken off, I guess, over the last 6 months also. So,
okay.
And with our machines, the way we have, you can either get a 1 ounce, a 3 ounce, or a 5 ounce glass of wine
yeah.
to just try it. You can try whatever you want to.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love y'all have a pick pool on I think you still do, a pick pool Pinot on your system there. Do you still?
That is by bottle only. When we first started, you could get the 1 ounce, 3 ounce,
incredible,
or 5 ounce.
Incredible yeah. with crustaceans and any crustaceans. Great wine for that. And it just cuts right through the seafood flavors and gets to the meat of the matter when eating crustaceans like that. And
there's a menu online.
Is your menu online?
Yes,
it is. Our new fall menu is not on there yet because it's not out yet, but when we make the swap, it'll be online as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Pour-baby.com.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. This has been great. Man, I'm glad y'all got up early this morning.
Well, I'm glad you invited me over.
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, we talked about it some time back, and then you sent me a message 2 weeks ago, or last weekend, said, are we still on this Sunday? And we had scheduled something else. I said, we got to move that. We got to have Kenny and them on there.
I'm not the most organized person in the world, Mike. I'm, you know.
You're talking to the most unorganized person right now. With no memory of anything.
Oh, don't even go there. What was your name?
There you go. Well, guys, we appreciate you getting up early this morning and coming on the show. We love having you. I hope everybody gets out there and experiences Poor Babies. It is an experience. This is a lot of fun when you go there. I enjoy when I've been able to go there. You're never there, but when I go there.
Hey, I'm
but
I'm
you're
there.
Probably there a lot. Yeah.
I am there a
trust
lot.
Trust me, yes.
But yeah, y'all be careful going home today after these Bloody Marys. we won't tell you where we're at, so the cops won't pull us over.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out, Mike.
But thank you guys for coming in this morning. We had a great time. Enjoyed having you on here. The quiche is phenomenal. This cheese is phenomenal. Love it.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all having us here. This has been a great experience for us, and we look forward to possibly doing others.
Love to. Get out there and support local, be local, and buy local.
Exactly.
All right?
Shop local, and we all win.
Yeah, you go. And provolone, folks. Provolone.